For our students, oftentimes our unwillingness to use technology in the classroom comes across as a resistance. I'm not so sure that resistance is the right word to describe a teacher who doesn't choose to use technology in the classroom. Listen as I think through that question with a few students and a few educators at a recent mega presentation.
Any last minute questions? I want to take a second or two to let you get into VoiceThread and to let these guys walk around and help you with VoiceThread if you need help getting started. So that's what I want the end of today to be about. But any questions for them before we get there? Ma'am.
I wanted to know from the ones who are no longer in your class, if any of your new teachers are interested at all in using these tools and just not ready yet, or if they're totally resistant.
I don't know. Let's start this way. Do you use technology in your current classes?
We use PowerPoint.
It's technology, but it's not like
logs. Weekends.
Yeah, it's not.
What's different about the technology?
In-depth technology. It's like old technology that we've had for a while.
It's like laser
like Microsoft Office and stuff like that.
PowerPoint's the only
thing. It's like sometimes we get on computers. I mean that's technology.
Okay.
But I mean we're not doing something creative and stuff.
Okay. Communicating with people? Blogs?
No.
Discussion boards?
No.
Creating any content for the internet?
No, like, not for the internet. No.
No.
Creating content, though?
Yes. Like
in PowerPoint format.
PowerPoint. Man.
Since third grade, I've only used a computer to research, do PowerPoints, and Microsoft Word in school. That's all I have used the computer for, and it bored me.
Well, and I think what's even more important is it's not what you'll use the computer for when you get into the work world. I mean, you're going to have to use the computer for other things in the work world. And I wanted to answer your question, do the teachers at our school, are they resistant to technology? Absolutely not. I think the majority of the teachers that I know are not resistant to technology at all. They don't know what's possible. They don't have the time to learn about what's possible. And they've got other worries on their shoulders. And so that's what I think happens in our building.
The problem is they think it takes too long, but it doesn't. Just because it's technology doesn't mean it's super advanced. Mm-hmm. You click the edit button, do some stuff, click the save, and it's done.
Yeah, but the difference, though, Stephen, what you don't understand is that for teachers, that's easy to you. You've done it your whole life. For some teachers, they've never done that before. You know, so for teachers, it's a lot harder than that.